Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, and today we will talk about a fascinating halacha l'maisa discussion relating to Arla. As we know, a lot of the mitzvos hatulias baretz, a lot of their main sugyas are here in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, where the Gemara talks about Inyani Shemitah and Arla. And today's daf quotes the machlokes, starting on the bottom of Tesma Beis, going over to Yudam and Aleph, discusses the sugya of Yom Echad Bashana Chashav Shana and Shloshim Yom Bashana Chashav Shana. When we have less than a year, what's able to be considered a year? Which is a similar to the sugya of Mixas Hayom Kekula, which comes up in a number of places, comes up in Hilchas Avelos, comes up in Hilchas Nida. But here we have not only Mixas Hayom Kekula, but Mixas Hashana Kekula. And that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara says in the bottom of Tesma Beis, that if somebody grafts or plants something 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then it could already count for a year, and when Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei comes, that could already be year two. Year two. The Mefarshim explain that it's really 44 days. It's a month plus 44 days, according to that day up. Because it takes 2 weeks for the Hashrasha, but less than 30 days, lo also lashana v'aser l'kaimah b'shvias, and if it's less than that, then it's aser to be mekaimah if it was before Shemitah. This is in the days of old, when there were halacha l'maisa elements of Tosefa Shvias, which we know do not apply today, based on the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that it was built into the system that it only applies Bizban and Mikdash. But the Gemara explained that. The Gemara went gave examples on the top of today's daf. Question exactly what that is referring to, but let's say a lamaisa, if somebody plants something 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then once Rosh Hashanah comes, that's year two for laws of Arla. The first 3 years are all out of benefit from the fruit. When the following Rosh Hashanah comes, that starts year three, and then the following Rosh Hashanah starts year four, but as the Mefarshim explained, really, we have the Chumras of Arla until Tu B'Shvat that year. But once you have Tu B'Shvat that year, we were Makel at the beginning, so we're Machra a little Basof, so that's when the fruit are no longer Arla, they turn into Ravai, and they are Mutter to be Pota. But there is an important discussion about Arla relating to this daf, based on the Rambam. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both quote it. That, as we know, the Torah tells us, when it comes to the mitzvah of Arla, that we have va'araltem Arla so es piryo. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. We have to make Arel the fruit. Arel means closed off and separated. Now, as we know, Arla is aser bahana'ah. We're not allowed to get benefit from Arla, but the focus is on the fruit. That's why Arla only applies to fruit trees, which we'll get to a big nafkamina in a couple of minutes. But only applies to fruit trees. But here, let's say we're talking about the years of Arla. Somebody plants a fruit, let's say according to the Manda Amar of Yom Echad Bashana Chashav Shana. There's not too much time in that year to be called a year, and it's already called a year. There aren't any fruits. There isn't any fruit on the trees, and yet it counts as a year of Arla. So that's the Shita of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but that's okay. Arla doesn't require fruit. The Dinim of Arla start when it's possible to have fruit. When I plant a fruit tree, even if the fruit didn't grow yet, the halacha isn't that the first 3 years that there are fruit, so then there are years of Arla. It's the first 3 years of a fruit tree. Even if there aren't any fruit, there isn't any fruit on that tree. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Meiser Sheni and Netzer Ravai. The Rambam puts those two together in Perek Tes of Hilchas Meiser Sheni and Netzer Ravai. The Rambam talks about the status of Netzer Ravai. And Arla, Netzer Ravai Harehu Kodesh, Shenamar of Hashanah Revias Yakol Piryo Kodesh Yilulim Hashem, V'chulu, and then Hadi Bipode Netzer Ravai. And then the Rambam says, Be'echad V'tishrei Rosh Hashanah La'arla Ulu Ravai. The first day of Tishrei, as our Mishnah says, and our Gemara says, the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, the start of the year for Arla and Ravai. Me'emasai Ma'on La'arla Ulu Ravai. When do you start counting? Misha'as Nitiya. From the moment that you plant. I put a seed in the ground for an apple tree. I put a seed in the ground for a pomegranate tree. So even if I don't see any fruit, and often, and most often, fruit trees don't have fruit the first couple of years, don't have too many fruit, doesn't matter. And the Ram says, we don't have to have the entire Me'es Leis from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. At least we have 30 days even if you have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then that is good enough. V'usha tiklot hanetiyah kol demas shloshim yom, as long as there's klitas hanetiyah, which Chazal assumed to be 2 weeks. So basically, if the middle of Av, as long as I plant something before Tes Zayin Av, so then once Rosh Hashanah comes, that's year two. V'kama ustam klita l'kol ilanos, shtei shabasos. Nimseis lama, says the Rambam. Shanoteya arba'am yom kodim Rosh Hashanah. If I plant something 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, also lo shana. So then that is considered an entire year. Very halacha l'maisa. If I want to know what ba'arlov. Yafal pikein, ein apiros hanetiyah hazos mutaran ba'arlov baravai ad chamisha asar yom b'shvat shu Rosh Hashanah l'ilan. As we said, the following year, in the third year, once you finish the third year, you still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. And that Rambam is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It goes by Shas Netiya, Dine Arla. Right? Those who live in Chutz La'aretz might not have looked in this simon in Shulchan Aruch that often. But first of all, in Yani Arla, our halachas in Chutz La'aretz too. As we know, Gemara tells us in Maseches Kedushin, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Arla is one of the only, if you call Arla one of the mitzvahs Hatulias Baretz, but it's not really, because Arla, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is in Chutz La'aretz also, unlike Trumas and Maisrus and Bikurim and the like. But the Hilchos Arla, Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi Dalet, Hanotea Eitz Machal, Mona Lo Shalo Shana Me'eis Netiyaso. There's the Rambam again, based on our Gemara today. Right? Because after all, you're not having too many fruit grow after a month, after a day, according to that Deah. According to the one that says a day, so it's 2 weeks and a day, there's no fruit. So that's the halacha. The chalapeira sheyiu bo betok shaloshanim, all fruit that are within those 3 years. Not that you need the fruit, asurin ba'ana la'olam, they are asur forever. Bein ikara pri, bein agarinim, bein aklipos. The peel, the seeds, all the fruit. Kagon klipia, goes in rimonim. Va'anechalem, va'zagin, all the different parts of the fruit are all asur forever. But it doesn't mean if I save it until after 3 years. I'll preserve it. No, it's still usher because it's still third year fruit. And the Rambam goes into, and the Shulchan Aruch continues. Shalosh shanim alalu ein aninim yom liyom elahochem boem achar shnos haolam shu maschlim itishrei. You go by the objective year. Vim nisabra nisabra laarla ularavai upavem sheinu elashtei shanim umem dalad yom. Sometimes there's only 2 years and 44 days. Upavem sheinu yisera mashalosh shanim. Sometimes there's more than 3 years. Let's say I planted something in the middle of Elul, right? Less than 44 days. That's not a year. That doesn't count. So then I have to start the year from then, and it's 3 years from then, and then I have to wait another 2 weeks till you get to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So it's more than 3 years. So it depends on depends when you plant it. It makes a big difference. That's what the Shulchan Aruch also says. Hadar mina shalachar Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Shoshana Revias Kalapeiros Shachad Dekodin Tu B'Shva Yesh Lev Gapki Din Arla. As the Gemara is going to say, since we were mako b'tchila to count 44 days as a year, so a machmer b'sofa to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Okay, good. So again, the Mefarshim, the Radvaz, and the Tshuva quotes our Gemara as a support for the Rambam that you don't need the fruit for a dine arla. Right? All you need is the fruit tree. Mishasa natia monina afilu shelo asta peiros, even if it doesn't have peiros. And even though it says in the pasuk, "B'mashak Amar Akasa va'araltem arlo so es piryo shaloshanim," you'd be mar. You have to make arel the fruit. Hachi kamar im asah ilan v'toch agimol shanim yulachem arelim. Says the Radvaz. V'nim says lamed sharov ho'ilano shazorin garin ain arla noigba. So therefore, arla is not so halacha lamaisa. There are some halachas that are isurim, but they're not so halacha lamaisa. Right, and this is one of them, because most fruit trees don't have any fruit anyway the first couple of years. So it doesn't make that much of a difference. I mean, mashal, not exactly the same, mashal, you know, often the Chachamim added on a couple of days for Hilchas Nida. Pretty often, if a woman is being Ro Adam anyway for a couple of days, those days don't make a nafkamina. She wouldn't be able to do a Hefzik Tara anyway. But they added on a couple of days. Ma'adav Adoma here too. They make a halacha, but it's not always lamaisa. Shere Enos and Peres and Acher Shaloshanim. Again, that's a generality. It's there are those that it is lamaisa, but fine. Good. By most trees, again, arla wouldn't make a nafkamina. Let's talk a little bit about tami hamitzvos of arla, and then we'll talk about a very halacha lamaisa shaila regarding a specific fruit or a specific category of fruit. So, what is the tami mitzvah behind arla? The Torah says just not allowed to eat the fruit the first 3 years. So the Ramban tells us on the pasuk. In Parshas Kedoshim, v'tam ha-mitzvah azos, l'chabed es Hashem, me'reishes kol tfuaseinu, mipriya eitz. The point of Arla is that we want to give our first fruit to Hashem, or his servants, or the ones who service him. V'tuas hakerem, v'lo nochal meyem achanavi kol pri shana echas hilulam Hashem. And we want to have the first fruits being brought in an Avodas Hashem way, which is Ravai. Ravai means we bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So the real goal of this halacha of Arla is the Ravai, to have the fruit, the first fruit brought to Yerushalayim. The problem is, the first couple of years, the fruit doesn't grow. There aren't too many fruit. So it's not so mechubad, not so covetic to bring these small, tiny, not robust fruit that you're going to bring as the first ones. So you want to wait till you have a nice group of fruit and bring that one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the halachas of Arla. V'ne eina pri b'toch shalosh shanim roi lakrivo lefnei Hashem anichbad lefi shehu muat. First couple of years, they're small. V'eina ilan no sein b'pir yotam o reach tov b'toch shalosh shanim. They don't really become so full and full of taste and smell and aroma till after 3 years. V'lakach namtin l'kulam. So Raman says, that's why we wait by all of them. V'lo nit'om klut mehem. We won't taste them at all. Achanavi min aneta shenatanu kol piryu harishon atov kodesh levnei Hashem. So you wait. So the first good ones, you can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sham ya'achilu v'yahalu Hashem Hashem. And there we will praise Hashem. V'amitzvah zoz domeh l'mitzvah sabikurim. Says the Ramban, similarly, this is similar to the Bikurim, which you might have said on the surface. What are you talking about? Arla, you're not allowed to eat the first 3 years. Bikurim, you take the first of the Shivas Aminim, you bring it up to Yerushalayim, you give it to the Kohen. What is one's an Isser, one's a Mitzvah. So the Ramban says, no, this Isser, the real Mechayev of this Mitzvah is, of this Isser is the Mitzvah that's going to come afterwards. And therefore, it's different. The Emes Hadavar Od, it continues, that's number one. And then he quotes the Rambam in the Maran Avuchim. The Rambam in the Maran Avuchim, he says, as he does by many mitzvahs. We can look it up in the original, but he quotes the Rambam here in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Zayin, where the Rambam says here in Maran Avuchim, so many mitzvahs are related to anti-Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam. You have to know also, the Rambam, does he fully mean it by all the mitzvahs? He says other explanations in other sources other than Maran Avuchim, but that's his main focus here in Chelek Gimel. Many of the mitzvahs are anti-Avodah Zarah, including this one. But the Rambam discusses how there were certain types of over the Avodah Zarah that used to make incantations and sprinkle some type of dust in order to make their trees grow faster. V'chol zman she'nata eitz pri mifazer svivo o imo me'osu adavar harakul. They take something that rotted and they used to sprinkle it, and they believe that that hastened the growing of this fruit tree. V'hu mechish tzmichas ha'eitz umeidiv izman katzah shalo karagil. V'amrush is a inyan nifla. And they explain that this is a wondrous activity. V'hu al derech hatalazmos. Talisman. Some type of voodoo, some type of magic that they used to do. The Rambam says, you know what we do? We wait. We not only don't hurry it, we don't touch it for 3 years. We're going with nature here. We're not doing anything more. V'shehu anifla binyani akshafim lahachashas yitzias kol pri tenuva. Lefichach asra Torah kol mashem atzmichim atzei pri shalosh shanim yom netiyasam. 3 years is off limits. Right? We're staying away from the any avodah zarah touch. Kach shein tzorach lahachish tzmichasam. There's no reason to have to hasten it because it's asra anyway. Lekefi shahayim adamim. V'yachar shalosh shanim nishlemes yitzias peiros rovilani machal. Then they are full. Amachol be'eretz Yisrael kefi mahalach tivam vein tzorach lehiz dakek lo oso ma'isak shafim. You don't need that ma'isak shafim hayadua shoyetzlam v'havein gam mufla azeh. Understand this, says the Rambam. Someone says, no, don't do anti avodah zarah. So the Ramban, it's to wait to give the first ones to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam. Gemara Maseches Beitza. There's another idea the Gemara tells us. Before we get to there, Rabbeinu Bachai. This is a classic Rabbeinu Bachai, where the Rabbeinu Bachai often expands on the Ramban. But here, as he does here, he says, this is the Ramban, and then he goes through Al Derech HaTeva, Al Derech HaMedrash, Al Derech HaSeichel, and Al Derech Kabbalah. He has six different pshatim, including some of the ones that we've had already. Thank you. He quotes the Ramban in the first one, L'chabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the first, but then he has a couple of others. U'miderech HaTeva, Ode, he says, and we have to ask our horticultural experts and gardeners about this one, Ki apri b'toch shalosh shanim hu mazik ma'od laguf. It's dangerous. The first couple of years, the fruit aren't so good for you. Not so good for you. Mipnei sheyesh bo lechus mushpa mikoach yinikas ha'aretz. Some type of danger. They're healthier afterwards. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to protect us from that danger. Number two. Then he quotes the Medrash, and this is Medrash is found by others, and this Medrash is connected to the idea of waiting 3 years before giving a child a young boy a haircut. Right, this is where it comes from. The Medrash doesn't talk about dafka, the hair, but that's where it comes from. V'alderech haMedrash, shaloshanim yielachem arilim, midaber betinok, she'enu yachol asiyach olodaber adayin. The first 3 years, arel, just like there's arel for fruit, we know there's arle lev and arle svatayim. There's an arel that's closed off to the lips. Before 3 years old, the child can't talk in Torah and mitzvos. V'ubashana haravias kodesh, the fourth year, he becomes holy. The beginning of the fourth year. She'aviv mekadsho latorah, hilulim lashem. The Torah, the father is sanctifies him. Shu mahala lakadosh baruch hu. Ubashana shviyas achamishas tochlu shu maschil likro batorah mikan ve'elech lohosef lachem. Mikan amru chazal ben chamish lorenu lamikra ben esashom lamishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Levi shu'ola mazeh adam yisrael molid umolach beno lebeit sefer. Yaga batorah. But he has to not push him too hard until he gets old enough. So before 3 years, don't push your child too much. But after 3 years, again, Rivka Imenu was doing a lot when she was 3 years old. But says the Rebbeinu Bachai, that's this medrash relating to the human condition. The alderach haseichel, and then he quotes another idea, seichel, whatever he means by that, an intellectual, a seichel reason. Betama mitzvah zos hashamayim biharetz heim siba lo tzoras apri. The land and the heavens are bringing this fruit into being. And the land of the heavens is like a male and a female. They're coming together to create. Zepoel v'ze mekabel. V'ad shalosh shanim ein ha'aretz maskemes b'bishol apri. V'lo ha'shamayim maskimim l'aseis bo koach ha'bishol. As we mentioned before, it's not fully ripe. And therefore, it's premature. It's premature, and you're taking the fruit out of this creative state that the heavens and the earth are creating. You're taking it out too early. And if you're taking that too early, that could be also reflecting that you're not mamin in the creation of this fruit. You're taking, Hashem doesn't give you rishus to take it out early. It's like going into causing premature labor, premature usage and consumption of this fruit. Okay, so he says it's some type of reflection of not recognizing the ones that are behind this, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he quotes the Rambam, then he quotes Kabbalah, which we're not going to do right now. The Gemara in Beitza has an interesting line. The Gemara has on Daf Chafei, you remember this from a couple of weeks ago, the Gemara says on Chafei Mebeiz, Tan Rabbanan, sorry, Amir Amir Ba'aba, Chatsuva Mekateh Raglei Ander Rishia, the Chatzav plant undoes the legs of those who steal. Why? Because remember, the chatzav is the plant that goes straight down its roots. That's the plant that they use for the borders. So if anybody wants to be masik gvul and move the fence on top, the chatzav plant, which you plant on the borders, would undermine any of those rishayim. And then the Gemara says, nitiya mikateya ragleon de katzvayo de boale nidos. Nitiya, that means arla. Arla undermines and teaches us against those that are butchers that try to eat before they check if it was a kosher shchita, udebole nidos, those who can't wait for their wives to go to the mikvah, meaning it teaches us patience. Our law teaches us patience in life, which is so important, and so many chatoyim in the Tanakh came because of a lack of patience, maybe the Eitz Hadas and the Chayta Egel and the sins of Shaul, but that's another idea of patience. Finally, the Klei Yakar, and then we'll get to the Lamaisa question I wanted to get to. The Klei Yakar talks about how the fourth year is similar to the Maisa Bracious. The first 3 years, only on the fourth day of creation, you have the fruit, some of the fruit and the plants were all created on day three, but until the sun and the moon and the stars came out and were mevashal them on day four, the day of the Maoros, so then it wasn't out and roi to eat. So that's also why we have 3 years that symbolizes the first 3 days of creation, and then the fourth year, which we partake of it, so that's Zichron lemaisa breisa shi mechusim v'atumim shaloshanim ki arla inyana kisui v'yatima. Ovi amarvi, avo bishenigmar bishula mikom akam lo ayadayim bolam shum bal chai, there was no animals, no sun, no moon, and therefore, as a zecher to that, we wait till day four. Okay, there is a big discussion regarding a certain category of fruit. One of them being passion fruit. Passiflora, as it's called in this country, passion fruit. It also might be the papaya and others. What's the issue? Passion fruit is a big discussion in the poskim because passion fruit grow fruit right away. Right away, the first year. And that it's usually its largest production, and it's poches v'holech after that. And by 3-4 years, it's done, and it dies. So if you hold of Hilchas Arla, the Chazon Ish writes in a line, if you hold of Hilchas Arla for a passion fruit, then you're basically never going to be able to eat passion fruit. Kimat. Most of it's just going to go to waste because the first 3 years is off limits. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a fruit that's not, all fruit are kosher, but as long as it's not poisonous. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a kosher fruit that you can never eat. So the question is, do you have to rethink? Well, you can't just say it's mutter if it's, you know, Arla, but there are a number of poskim that discuss this. So how do you look at it? From which vantage point? So, if the Mishnah says an Arla, and it's quoted also by the poskim, if you plant a passion fruit not for the fruit, often people plant it just for the vine because they want to have, let's say, separation between their neighbor and their own yard. So they'll put up this passion fruit vine, and it happens to have fruit. So then it's mutter. There's no laws of Arla. There's no laws of Arla if I plant a fruit tree l'shem machitza, l'shem geder, l'shem a different reason than enjoying the fruit. That's number one. That's what happens sometimes, if that was the kavana. But let's say that wasn't the kavana. I planted it also because I wanted the fruit. So this is a big discussion. A number of poskim, mostly Svardic poskim, Rav Avadya Yosef and others, are makel by this regard to say there are no laws of Arla by passion fruit. Why not? Number one, how do you identify a fruit versus a vegetable in halacha? It's not just what we have to call a passion fruit, but that's because we call it a passion fruit in English. But it's it might not be called a fruit. A fruit. What do all the Rishonim talk about? Fruit don't have fruit the first couple. We just read that in the Ramban or Rabbi Bachai. They don't have fruit the first couple of years until later. Here, this fruit right away. A. B. Fruit trees are misgadol v'holich as they go. They get stronger, and here it gets weaker. Right? What do the poskim say the difference is between a fruit and a vegetable? It dies every year. That's why you make a hadama. You have to replant, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and potatoes and even bananas. Right? Why do we say a bari padama on a banana? Bananas grows very high in a tree. Because the tree gets dried out every year, and it's totally dead. So it's ki'ilu, it's not there. So you make adama even though it's high up. So a number of poskim say that passion fruit could be nechshav, a vegetable. And therefore, there's no laws of arla. Arla is only by fruit, not by vegetables. You'd have to do chumas and maisras. Chumas and maisras, because chumas and maisras, vegetables have chumas and maisras, midi rabbanan. For some of those reasons, A, it grows right away. Number two, it dies within a few years. Number three, the quantity and the quality are less and less. So all of those, plus a number of others, it could be that is what identifies it. The poskim 500 years ago already discussed this regarding eggplant. Regarding eggplant, what's called the bindigin. The Birkei Yosef discusses it, Rav Avadya, but many poskim, if you want to look at Rav Avadya, discusses this in Yechaveh Das, in Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Beis, about papaya. Ma dino shel eitz papaya, hem noig bo din arla, she'asa lechel mipi shel hashanim, and what's the bracha? So he goes through the whole tshuva, and he talks about chatzilim. He talks about that's the eggplant and the papaya and all the passion fruit. They all have the same similar discussions about that. He quotes the chidah, saw many great gedolim tzadikim eating chatzilim, and didn't say anything. So Rav Avadya Shita is no arla by papaya. No arla by papaya, and you make hadama. And that's what he would say about passion fruit and the others. But the Ashkenazic poskim are not so convinced of that. Rav Yashiv is not so convinced of that. If you look in the Sefer Vesein Bracha, he talks about this about papaya, and he says it's not so clear. Not so clear. And you should write, it says something about a daraisa. Something about a daraisa. So what are you allowed to do? So A, number one, if it's from Chutz La'aretz, you have no problem. Because built into the halacha of Arla Chutz La'aretz is Safik Arla B'Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So Safik Arla, if something's from Chutz La'aretz, you have no problem of passion fruit and all of these in Chutz La'aretz. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, so you have one of two choices. You know, was it made L'Shem offense? Most probably were not. But the other choice is there are some that survive after 3 years. It doesn't die all the fruit. There are some fruit. So if there are Ashkenazic poskim that are giving heterim, so it could be that they're relying, they're assuming that it's the post 3 years that are still on the tree because you would have to be machmir by Arla. Again, it's an important discussion related to Arla. We got to speak a little bit about the Lamaisa and some of the Tamei HaMitzvos. We'll stop here.